Hello.
And welcome to the cloud.
I'm Drew Peacock.
And I'm Neil Down. Welcome to the cloud. Today, we have five news stories for you.
Our first news story from lawandcrime.com. Man made false orders from pizzerias. Said he hoped Italians got coronavirus.
Man, what a bad guy that is. He seems like the type of guy who would, you know, have, I don't know, tried to sell fake Disney World tickets or something.
Oh, that's interesting, because actually he did.
He what?
Yeah, according to the news story, he was actually convicted of selling Disney World, fake Disney World tickets. And that's just not a very good thing to do, is it?
Yeah, especially not when you're a human being that's alive. But I also would definitely not call pizza places and place fake orders when I'm currently on probation for selling fake tickets. But you know what else I wouldn't do?
What's that?
I wouldn't, you know, tell people it's for cops and then, you know, never pay them for the pizza, because that would just be wrong.
Indeed. We never saw such a tragedy coming. That was not so good, but that was my attempt at a pun.
Wow, quite cheesy that one was. I'm unable to think of a better pun myself, though, at the moment, so yeah. We'll stick with that one.
Yeah, neither will I. Okay.
But you know what else is news?
What's that?
Our next story. It's from Newsweek.com.
We can only do much about those puns.
Chile counts those who died of coronavirus as recovered because they're no longer contagious, the health minister says.
Well, this is technically true. In
a
way.
Is it true?
It is technically true. They are no longer contagious because they're dead.
I don't know if that makes you uncontagious.
I think it does if you're, 6 feet under.
That's true. That's maintaining your social distancing, which you too should be doing. As our dearest friend Dougie Fresh rapped about quite recently. But you know what he didn't rap about?
This next news story from thefutureofsex.net. Bodybuilder postpones wedding to love doll amid COVID-19 outbreak.
Yes. So last March, Yuri Tolochko, a Kazakhstan-based bodybuilder and actor, got engaged to a sex doll named Margot. The wedding was supposed to take place on March 27th, but was postponed due to self-isolation measures brought on by the COVID-19 outbreak. Quite unfortunate.
Yeah.
Man caught with rucksack of cannabis tells police he's buying in bulk due to lockdown. A news story brought to us by Nottinghamshire Live at nottinghampost.com. Police swoop in on a suspicious man with a green rucksack strapped to the front of his body. Now, the issue I have with this is twofold. One, he has the backpack on his front, and that just seems sketchy.
A backpack, well, that you're wearing on your front is more of a front pack.
Yes.
In my opinion.
If you wanted a front pack, buy a fanny pack, and also don't. Next problem. Clearly the officers in this article are not practicing proper social distancing protocols. If you look at the pictures in it, by clicking on the link in our description, you'll notice that they are indeed very close to him.
In addition, these officers are not practicing proper mask protocol.
I also have a third fold issue in that they're taking this man's weed. There's no more to that, just that I think, listen, he's trying to do his best to avoid people in this time, but yet they're trying to make him be around a whole bunch of other people in prison, and I think that's quite a shame. You know what's more of a shame, though?
Our last news story from BBC News. Five shot dead in Russia for, quote, talking loudly.
That's quite unfortunate. The four men and one woman died of their injuries on the spot at around 2,200 on Saturday, according to the investigative committee.
I'm actually surprised that these people were able to be shot, given that, you know, they're always rushing around.
Yes, quite impressive. That speed is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they did not run faster than his gun. But you know what else is faster than a speeding bullet?
The cloud.
The cloud. We'll see you next week on The Cloud, live at 5 on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Bye.